hall, the fall in the afternoon. This room opens onto the garden and the sea and was the resting place of Saramago. It is dominated by the door and the window, showing the sea of the island. Best work, Saramago said many times, recalling similar words of César Manrique. The walls contain paintings that had to do with the books the author wrote. To see portrayed the characters that the author conceived is not an act of narcissism. It is an act of recognition of others. Looking to the right, 13, provides a work by the Portuguese painter Santa Bárbara, which corresponds to the series that the artist made on Baltasar and Blimunda. The painting shows the moment when King João V contemplates the plans for what will be the palace convent of Mafra, under the eyes of the bishop and the Franciscans, the base for the monument to be built if the queen became pregnant. Testimonies at the time left in writing that the Franciscan, confessor of the queen, knew she was in a state when he proposed to the king to make the promise to erect a large convent if he finally got the desired offspring. The painting shows the princess Maria Bárbara, who later became Queen of Spain, crawling indifferent to the fate and background in the manner of Velázquez. Four people contemplating the history and its manipulation. The father Bartolomeo Guzmán, a restless, creative spirit who was persecuted by the Inquisition. José Saramago, dressed in European 20th century, and Baltasar and Blimunda, two extraordinary fictional characters. Protagonists of Baltasar and Blimunda, two names that start with B and jointly with the B of the father Bartolomeo, constituting a never-dreamed earthly trinity. On the opposite wall, 14, a painting of Amanda Passos represents Juana Carda, character in a novel painting with a rod of an elm tree a line on the ground. For magic and literary circumstances, it will be the trace the Iberian Peninsula needed to separate from Europe and go in search of his alter ego in America and Africa, an unusual case described in the novel The Stone Raft, which also includes the Cape Verdean artist Luisa Queiroz. A Palmer engraving shows us Blimunda's face, another Bartolomeo dos Santos, with Pessoa and Tajo background, is the starting of the year of the death of Ricardo Reis, here where the sea ends and the land begins. We also see a painting, perhaps the first, painted based on a book by José Saramago, in particular, Raised from the Ground, 15, that Saramago was able to buy, paying by installments. It shows such the laborers of Alentejo going to a clandestine meeting taking place in the open countryside when the dictatorship of Salazar and even the birds are amazed so bravely and say to each other, with lyrics by Rogerio Ribeiro and text by Saramago, "I see the world so changed. The April Revolution was prepared. The world is completed," with an engraving of the first wife of José Saramago, Hilda Reis, 16, from which other works are visible at home. Hilda Reis died in 1998, leaving a beautiful and harmonious legacy. Tapis, 17. Some Chinese proverbs written on bamboo. The Brazilians Oscar Niemeyer, 18, and Caribe, 19, Vieira da Silva of Portugal, 20. Together with her compatriots Castillo and David de Almeida, 21, the Canarian, Ildefonso Aguilar, 22, and Unchangel, conquering the devil of an anonymous painter of the 19th century, completes the loop as far as paintings are concerned. 23. The Open Book, one of Saramago's favorite literature jewels, is the Pitus of Libana, a facsimile edition that used to touch and suck, as if the wisdom or the past could be reached by the senses. On the ledge across the room are a collection of vases acquired by Saramago in the course of his life. Popular ceramics from different ages and areas, harmonious and useful, which Saramago contemplated when he wrote his novel The Cave. The story with the man tries to defend himself and his values against the manipulation by unscrupulous and unsustainable consumerism, as has been demonstrated. It's the daily life of a home, memories, poetry books, sound that Saramago had on the table when death came, the never-abandoned passion of reading, to live, photographs which are live, images captured by cameras of others, the present, the past, being continued.